military veterans, and active duty service members. You could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Well, there's a lot to get through here, Neil. But let's start with the positives. Yeah. What an extraordinary game of football between two sides who both played to win.
Great game of football, you know, from the neutral point of view. I bet that was an incredible game to watch. From a manager's point of view, it's a great attacking display of football to watch. It's not like us to concede three. And I've just, my last line in there, I'm not going to hang anyone out individually to dry. They've been exceptional this season. You know, we've just made a few errors today. I think, what, they had three chances or four chances in the score. But you know, you've got to give credit to teams like that. They take the chances. And, you know, for us, it wasn't to be, but it's a point. And I've just said to the lads, the last thing I said I was going to take a point at Basford and 3 points against Micklehover. So now it's 1 point against Micklehover and three against Basford next week.
So the defence, obviously, with a new player in there, they need time to build a relationship. I mean, one of the things we've spoken about is the relationship the players have, and bringing a new player in, that's not easy, is it?
No.
To slot into a partnership.
No, it's not. And you know, there was times today you can see the distances were too big between them both. But I thought, you know, I thought Matty did well. I thought he stepped in and had a good game. I just thought we would. If I give you the example of the third goal, for, you know, the ball gets out wide, Doddy's out of position, the centre half doesn't come across to it, they set it back, they go and score, and we give the ball away here, and we don't recover into our distances. If you think of the goal in the first half, where Ring gives the ball away on the edge of our box, and they go down the other end, it's just elementary mistakes that we don't make, but we've made them. So, you know, we've got to be grateful for a point, and thanks to Finn for getting us that point.
What about Homster Smith, the other debutant? He looked very impressive. Scored, of course.
Great debut. You know, pulled him off after 65. He hasn't played a great deal of football. Just tired slightly. I think he's going to be an exciting talent for us. I think he's going to do really well. And, you know, he's enjoyed his day. But, you know, we get to this stage of the season now and everyone's going to be getting minutes. I'm, you know, gutted for Mike Donoghue today and Ben, I really am. But it just wasn't that game where I could get him on. It just wasn't. And you know, the decisions to start Morgan looks like he paid off and he scored. And the decision to bring Finn on paid off because he then scored. I thought Big Cal had scored right at the end, but it's just fizzed past the post. But, you know.
Kyle looked good, didn't he? He's got that ability to hold the ball up, hasn't he? He's really got.
Yeah, he's a presence. He really is. He looks after the ball. He brings people into play. He's a great lad. He wants to listen and learn. There's no airs and graces. He doesn't go around thinking he's a second-year pro. He comes here and he's come here to work hard and he's loving his football and learning a lot. So, you know, we're happy with the squad. You know, the only bit of today I'm not happy with is the goals conceded, but I am happy with the attacking play that we showed.
Now, one big difference of opinion in this commentary box about Tonde's alleged dive.
No.
Given by, first of all, was it given by, it seemed as it was given by the referee's assistant, not the referee.
No, it was given by the referee.
It was given, beg your pardon.
No.
Now, I felt that he got past his man, so why would he go down? Is that, what's Tundi's, have you spoken to Tundi yet?
Listen, the one thing that I love about Tundi Olarbi is his honesty. He's his absolute honesty. So I've just looked at him in the whites of his eyes. I went, did you dive? And everybody fell about laughing when I said it. You know, it was a blatant foul. He's in. Tundi does what he does best. He's in. He's going to smash it into the roof of the net and he brings him down. There's no need to go down. I said that to referee. Referee went, I need another view of it. I said, you haven't got one. The linesman's looking right at it. I can't, you know, yeah. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And if Tundi's lied to me, he's lied, but he hasn't. He's hit the deck and it's a penalty.
Well, the pictures may give us a conclusion. But now, this is just an aside, really. It's just a James Quinn aside, right? It's the third minute of added time. Mm. You've got a corner.
You tell me.
Surely.
You tell me. It's
a capital offence. If you play a short corner and hash it up, and that stage of the game, you want it in that box where anything could happen because players' minds are everywhere.
I'm screaming after they've done it. Decisions. We work on three corners. You're in the last minute of the game. They know it. The last 3 minutes, deliver the ball. Nobody talks about playing a short corner. I was livid. Luke Griffiths, last minute of the game, got the ball. They've got to smash it in the top corner. But it's that last pass. And today, the one thing that I'm really disappointed about is the decision making in the first half, and that at the end really, really frustrated me.
Okay, well, we're just looking ahead. You've got the Earlham game where you probably refresh it a little bit. We talked before the game. You may limit how much you refresh it, but will you have a think about that, will you, over the next few days?
I want to win it. I want to win it, and I want to win a game of football. You know, it's not like this side to go a couple of games without winning. So, you know, Earlham's going to present us with a different test on Tuesday night. But I won't be making six changes. I might rest two. You know, I'm going to be playing the strong side.
Could be useful for the defence to, assuming that Curtis isn't ready yet.
Curtis isn't ready. Curtis will try and run this week. He'll probably miss next Saturday. And hopefully that week after that. You know, we missed Curtis's pace today. We missed his ability to carry out the ball and step out and get us high up the park. But you know, that's not having a go at anybody else.
But Curtis is kind of an organiser, isn't he?
He's an organiser. He gets us high up the park. He steps out well. You know, it's a big blow to lose him, but the important thing is there's lots of points to play for now, so I don't want to rush him back because he's a big player for us. So when he's right, he's right, and he'll be back in and, you know, back in for the running. So you've seen today what happens. You know, teams have. I'm looking at the league table now, and you know it looks like that we've wobbled today, and South Shields have wobbled, and Baysford have wobbled.
Baysford having just thrown down a bit of a gauntlet by winning that game on Monday night. Yeah. Have taken one step back and.
What's your mood heading into that game now next week? Because that's a biggie, isn't it?
Massive. I've just said to the lads, you know, 4 points from the two games. We always look at points totals. We've got to go and win. But it'd be a really, really difficult game because their manager will be saying you can't drop any more points if you want to win the league. We're going to say we can't drop any more points if we want to get in the playoffs. So it's a massive, massive week. The run goes on. It's an incredible run. We're going there and. What, February the 8th, we'll go there, and still only to lose one league game away from home. So it's incredible. You know, it's going to end soon, but I desperately hope it doesn't end at Baysford, you know, next week. So we're going to get in Tuesday. Tuesday's a massive game, desperate to bring some silverware to this football club. And then we'll train Thursday, and then we'll head down or across or wherever we're going to Baysford. So, yeah, a week we're looking forward to. Just gutted that we couldn't get the win today, but it is football.
Well, congratulations on a great game of football. Frustrating not to get the 3 points, but it's a league and everyone else is dropping points, so all to play for.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.